ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमश्चण्डिकायै सर्वमङ्गलमाङ्गल्ये शिवे सर्वार्थसाधिके शरण्ये त्र्यम्बके गौरी नारायणी नमोऽस्तु ते. ऐ वाण्ट् टु हाव् दिस् वन् वर्स् एस् अ प्रेयर् फार् एव्रि ट्यूस्डे क्लास्. Or you can chant every Tuesday. Hereafter, you can stop chanting Durga Suktam on Saturdays, and we can chant Durga Suktam as a prayer for this class. Okay? Nice. Today, something very special of this day. Why we are starting today? I didn't know about it, but I came to know about it later on. Actually, if Ashwini Nakshatra, one of the 27 stars, is Ashwini. Ashwini is one of the 27 stars. And so Ashwini star falls on Tuesday. Tuesday in Sanskrit is called Mangala Vasaraha. Or Bhauma Vasaraha or Mangala Vasaraha. Tuesday is a Mangala Vasaraha or Bhauma Vasaraha means Tuesday. Adya Kaha Vasaraha. Adya Mangala Vasaraha. Adya Bhauma Vasaraha. Suppose if Ashwini star falls on Tuesday, it's called Bhaumashwini. Today, this day is called Bhaumashwini Dinam. Bhaumashwini Dinam. Some special things are there in we follow. If Panchami Tithi falls on Thursday, we call it Guru Panchami. Guru Panchami. If suppose Saptami Tithi falls on Sunday, we call it Bhanu Saptami. Special days. Like that today, Ashwini star, Sandra is a Vedic astrologer, she may tell you. Ashwini star falls on Tuesday. It's called Bhaumashwini Dinam. And today is Bhaumashwini. Can you believe? We are starting the day. And what are you supposed to do on Bhaumashwini day? Bhaumashwini, Bhaumavare, Bhaumavasare, Ashwini Nakshatra. Okay? Bhaumavasare, Ashwini Nakshatra. It's called Bhaumashwini, Bhaumashwini Dinam. Very auspicious. On this Bhaumashwini day, you are supposed to do only Devi worship. And we are starting Chandi class. Look at this. This coincidence. Today is a Bhaumashwini day. Anyway, that's good. So, as I said, let me first think. This I've been telling you every class for a long time. This text is called Chandi Pathaha. Pathaha. You see on the top, on the heading. Chandi Pathaha. Pathaha. You know the word Pathaha literally means a lesson. Pathaha also means chanting. So Chandi Pathaha. Because Chandi is name of Devi, one of the names of Devi. Then another word I said, Devi Mahatmyam. Greatness of Devi. Devi Mahatmyam is a Mahatmyam. It's a neutral gender word anyway. Greatness of Devi. Devyaha Mahatmyam. Devi Mahatmyam. So Devi Mahatmyam is a compound word. So Chandi Pataha Devi Mahatmyam. And one more name is there, Durga Saptashati. Sapta means seven. Shatam means hundred. Saptashati means a text of 700 verses presenting the story and glories of Devi in the form of a story is called Durga Saptashati. Durga Saptashati Devi Mahatmyam Chandi Pataha. All three words mean the same text. And this text actually is from a Puranam. Puranam. You know, Puranam itself has a definition. Bhagavan's name, one of the names of the Lord is also Puranaha. And the word Puranaha also is used to reveal the nature of the Atma. Kavim Puranam Anushasitaram. Puranaha is also name of one of the words revealing the nature of the Atma. Puranaha is name of Bhagavan. Puranaha is also a word revealing the Atma in terms of its nature of the ancient but ever fresh. Atma is the most ancient. Why most ancient? Because beginningless reality. It is always the timeless reality. But at the same time, it is ever fresh. Never fades. Never undergoes any change. Therefore, Pura Navaha. Iti Puranaha. The most ancient but ever fresh. Therefore, Atma is called a Puranaha. It is different. But here, Puranam means legend. Puranam is a legend. We have actually 18 Mahapuranani. Ashtadasha Mahapuranani Santi. There are 18 Mahapuranas and there are 18 Upapuranani. Ashtadasha Mahapuranani. Ashtadasha Upapuranani. 18 Mahapuranas, 18 Upapuranas. Totally, we have 36 Puranas authored by great sage Vyasacharya. And the most popular of the Puranas is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why any Puranam, if you go in Athena, they'll always keep it on only on a nice silk cloth they'll keep. The reverence for text. For them, Bhagavata Puranam and the Lord Krishna are not two different things. They say Srimad Bhagavatam is Lord Krishna himself. There's so much reverence they have. Nobody will keep the book anywhere on the road, anywhere on the floor, anywhere where people walk. They worship the very book itself. The Bhagavata Puranam is very well-known popular Puranam. But here is very, not very well-known, தனது புராணம். ஒன் ஆஃப் தி புராணஸ் இஸ் மார்க்கண்டேய புராணம். அண்ட் ஹோல் மார்க்கண்டேய புராணம் வி ஆர் நாட் ரீடிங். ஹவு பகவத் கீதா இஸ் அ ஸ்மால் போர்ஷன், டைனியஸ்ட் போர்ஷன் ஆஃப் த பிக் எபிக் மகாபாரதம். அண்ட் திஸ் ஸ்டண்டி பாட்டஹ ஆல்சோ த ஸ்மால் போர்ஷன் ஆஃப் மார்க்கண்டேய புராணம். இட்ஸ் அ டெக்ஸ்ட் ஃப்ரம் மார்க்கண்டேய புராணம். So you'll be learning. Of course, you know, we know what is this Shruti, what is Veda, and even though you don't understand the whole Veda, at least you know what Upanishad is. Now, how Bhagavad Gita is Smriti Prasthanam, Upanishad is a Shruti Prasthanam, you understand all this. Now, you'll also learn a Puranam, not the whole Puranam, at least a part of it, a portion, extracted portion from Markandeya Puranam is his Chandi Pataha, which completely presents the glories of the. So as I said in the class, we will learn the word meanings, we will learn the literal meanings of the whole text. Thereby we will also learn the stories presented in this text. And apart from story, we also understand the philosophical significance, the philosophical aspect of the facts understood, revealed through the stories. Then the last important thing is the extraction of mantras. Apart from extraction of mantras, you will see everything here. You will see the word meanings, the literal meaning of the whole text, then the story presented in this text, then the philosophical significance of the stories. The first, when you do the Chandi Pataha, we always invoke the grace of Bhagavan as a whole. For us, Vedanta students, Bhagavan Ishwaraha means the Lord, and the Lord means for us the whole. Who is Ishwaraha? Who is the Lord? What should be our answer? All that is here is only the Lord. There's nothing which is not the Lord here. Means all that is there is only the Lord. Which means the entire cosmos, including the one who experiences this cosmos, is nothing but the Lord here. So we say the Lord is universal, universal, natural, moral, law and order. The manifestation of knowledge in the form of the whole cosmos. This is our basic understanding of the Lord we should have. Therefore, we invoke the grace of this Bhagavan, the Lord, the whole first. And there, in later on, we always invoke the grace of the Lord as the remover of obstacles. Because in everything we do, we have to seek Bhagavan's grace to ward off, to eliminate the obstacles. But first we invoke the Lord as the remover of obstacles. Then we invoke the grace of the Lord as the Lord in the home of the gross manifestation, Lord in the home of subtle manifestation, Lord as the source of the unmanifest universe. Then we invoke all other natural phenomena as devatas. So that is what we do, that you learn practically in practical class, which is when we do our pujas. One day we'll do that also. I'll show you how it is done. And first, here we chant Durga Sapta Shloki Stotram before entering into the chanting of Devi Mahatmyam. Chandi Pataha, we always do Durga Sapta Shloki Stotram. Sapta Shloki Stotram, I said the word Stotram means verse in praise. Stotram means praise. Stotram is a neutral gender word. Stutihi is a feminine gender word. Stavaha is a masculine gender word. Stotram, Stutihi, Stavaha. All the three words mean the same. So verses, a verse in praise of the Lord is Stotram, Stutihi, Stavaha. So, in those verses of praise of the Lord, we also present our prayers. We offer our salutations. So, Sapta Shloki Stotram means, as actually a text consisting of 7 verses taken from this entire 700 verses. The 700 verses together, known as Durga Saptashati, is extracted from Markandeya Puranam. Sapta Shloki Stotram means what? A work of 7 verses extracted from these 700 verses. Usually, we chant Sapta Shloki Stotram, then we enter into the study of the Devi Mahatmya, Devi Mahatmyam, this text. And when you do Sapta Shloki Stotram, you're supposed to do 3 times. Trivaram Pathet Sapta Shloki Stotram. Trivaram Pathet Sapta Shloki Stotram means may one read 3 times the Sapta Shloki Stotram. It is said, it has been being followed in tradition. Don't ask me why. Okay. Yes, mantras are kept locked, hidden in these verses. There is a specification of instruction that we must recite these verses. Sapta Shloki Stotram 3 times. So we'll also be doing hereafter, at least we won't be able to do every class. Once in a while, we can do Sapta Shloki Stotram also. If you have your book, you can follow that. Today, the first class. Therefore, I want you to follow that. Then we will be doing first Kavacham. Then we will do Argala. Then we will do Kilakam. Then we will enter into the Stotra. Okay. Om. Om Namas Chandikayai. At least you can chant Sapta Shloki, we can do from next week. you can just say once Saramangala Mangali, all of you know the meaning of that verse also. Om Namaschandikayai Sarva Mangala Mangalye Shive Sarvartha Sadhike Sharanye Trambake Gauri Narayani Namostute. So we do this verse every class before we begin our class. Now we'll go to the Kavacham. Devyaha Kavacham. See, the word Kavacham is a neuter gender word which means shield. Kavacham means shield. Suppose in battlefield, the warriors, the soldiers have shield. And the shield is used by warriors for what? For protecting their physical body from getting wounded, afflicted. Similarly here, this stotram in the form of stotram, which is known as kavacham. This is also stotram. But it is known as kavacham. Why it is known as kavacham? This stotram also recited protects us from the external situations, from getting affected, like a shield. Therefore, this stotram is also called kavacham. It's very interesting, you see. Here, there is a prayer for physical protection, prayer for emotional protection, prayer for the protection of every internal organ, external limbs, and prayer from all forms of possible problems. Now you all have some knowledge of Sanskritam, definitely you'll all enjoy this. So we're starting with the basic text. Then we'll enter into the actual Saptashati later on. Kavacham is not part of the Devi Mahatmyam. But Kavacham is always read first before entering into the chanting of Devi Mahatmyam. Okay. For Atha Devyah Kavacham. So, Devi's shield means what? Devyaha Kavacham means Devi, it's not Kavacham for Devi. Devi's names, Devi's power, Devi's protection is Kavacham for the devotees. Devyaha Kavacham. Devi Kavacham. Okay. Atha Devyah Kavacham. And even here, we have to understand, before we start learning any stotram, we always come across first the name of the Rishihi. Name of the sage, saint, Rishi. The seer of the mantras, or the person who was totally given to the very severe penance, which were called Rishihi. So we always see the Rishihi, then the meter called Chandas. Rishihi, Chandas. Then mainly Devata, the Devata, the specific, the Bhagavan invoked name of a specific deity, Devata. Then the purpose, four important factors you have to remember. Rishihi, Chandas, Devata, then purpose. Nimittam, the purpose. Rishihi, Chandas, Devata, then the purpose. Four important factors. And sometimes there may be more than four important factors also. That also we'll see. But mainly four important factors we have to remember. So here also, Om, we have this. Om, Atha Devyah Kavacham. Om, Asya Shri Chandi Kavachasya. Asya Kavachasya. Chandi Kavachasya. Devi Kavacham, Chandi Kavacham, same meaning. Asya Shri Chandi Kavachasya. Of this totram known as Chandi Kavacham. Of this Kavacham. Rishihi Brahma Rishihi. Who is the Rishi for this? Brahma. Who is Brahma? Just know the name here. Brahma himself is the Rishihi. Then what is the meter? Chandas means meter. Anushtup Chandaha. Anushtup is one of the names of meters, different meters of poetry. Anushtup Chandas. I'll show you all, most of the Bhagavad Gita verses are all in Anushtup Chandas only. So here also Anushtup Chandas. What is Anushtup? Name of the Chandas. Oh, how many syllables should be there? How many? That and all we will learn Sanskrit class. So here no name of the Chandas. Anushtup is the name of the Chandas. And who is the Devata here? Chamunda Devata. Chamunda is also one of the names of Devi only. Chamunda is the Devi. Why Devi is called Chamunda? That we'll be understanding when we do the text. Okay. Then, Anganya Sokta Mataro Bijam. And here one more thing we are learning. Bijam, the seed. Anganyasa Upta Mataraha Bijam. What is Bijam? What is Tattvam? Those things also I'll be explaining as we do the text. But just understand this much. Anganyasokta Mataro Bijam. Anganyasa Upta Mataraha Bijam. Anganyasokta Mataro Bijam. Dikbandha Devatas Tattvam. Tattvam Bijam, I'll explain as I proceed further. Anganyasokta Mataro Bijam. Dikbandha Devatas Tattvam. So here, extra things, Bijam, Tattvam, two extra factors are here. So Rishihi Brahma, Chandas Anushtup, Devata Chamunda. And what is the purpose? Shri Jagadamba Prityarthe. Jagadamba. Amba means mother. Jagat is universe. Jagataha Amba Jagadamba. The word Amba is very commonly used in all over India. Amba means mother. Jagataha Amba Jagadamba. Mother of the universe. Jagadamba. Jagadambayaha Prityarthe or Prityartham. Pritihi literally means love. Pritya artha means prityartham, for pleasing the mother of the universe. For pleasing the mother of the universe, for earning the love of mother of the universe. We have to earn the love of mother of the universe. We have to please mother of the universe. Prityartham, pritihi love, prityartham for love, and for pleasing her, for earning her love. Shri Jagadamba prityarthe, prityartham, prityarthe, okay. If you add arthe at the end of anything, artham or arthe, it becomes for the purpose. Bhojana plus artham, bhojana artham, for eating. Pana artham, for drinking. Nidra artham, for sleeping. Darshan artham, for seeing. Add artha with anything, you get for that purpose. Khadanartham, bhojanartham. Shayanartham, for lying down. Okay. Now, patanartham. Chandi, patanartham, vayam, milamaha. We all meet for learning, studying, reading. Patanartham. Like that. Prityartham, for earning her love. Priti sampadanartham, prityartham, you mean for pleasing Devi. Shri Jagadambayaha prityartham, for the sake of pleasing Devi. By pleasing her, we can have her grace. Okay, and Jape Viniyogaha. It is presented in chanting. Jape in chanting. Viniyogaha, the presentation. Presentation in chanting. For the sake of pleasing Devi. And Saptashati Pata Angatvena. Saptashati Pataha means the chanting of this text consisting of 700 verses. Saptashati Pataha means Pataha means chanting here. Chanting of text of 700 verses. But Angatvam, Anga means part. Angatvena, as part of the chanting of the text of 700 verses. In chanting, in japa, presentation of Devi's kavacham, of which Brahma is the Rishihi, Chandas is Anushtup, Devata is Chamunda, okay, is it clear? Bijam Tattvam will be explained in due course of time. Om Asya Shri Chandi Kavachasya Brahma Rishihi Anushtup Chandaha ചാമുണ്ടാ ദേവത അംഗന്യാസോക്ത മാതരോ ബീജം ദിക്ബന്ധ ദേവതാസ്തത്വം ശ്രീജഗദംബാ പ്രീത്യർത്ഥേ ജപേ വിനിയോഗഃ. I'm leaving Saptashati Pathangatvena. Why? Now we are not doing Saptashati Patha. Therefore, as part of only when you're chanting the whole Chandi, then we have to use the expression Saptashati Pathangatvena. As part of the chanting of 700, the text of 700 verses. But now we are not doing, it's only a class. Therefore, I'm leaving it one line. Saptashati Pathangatvena, I'm leaving. Even you can always leave it one line and you can do this Kavacham alone separately whenever you want to chant. Okay. Om Namas Chandikayai. So, this is how we begin. Om. You know, Om. The sound symbol of the Lord, consisting of three sounds, two vowels and one consonant. Okay. Namaha, salutations. Chandikayai. Chandika is again one of the names of Devi. Why Devi is known as Chandika? That you will be seeing in the story. But now understand this much. Chandika. Chandi, Chandika, Chandi, Ikaranta Shabda. Chandika, Akaranta Shabda. Chandi, Chandika are all names of the, meaning one of the names of Devi only. So here, Chandika Yai, you are all experts now, Shabda experts. You know that very well. Chandika Yai to Chandi. To Mother Chandi. Chandikayai Namaha. Salutations unto Chandika. Or you must remember this noun Namaha. Salutations always will go with the fourth case only. Salutations to whom? Salutations unto Devi known as Chandika. Salutations unto Chandika. Namaha plus Chandikayai. Two different words. Namaha Chandikayai. Salutations to Chandika. But Visarga undergoes a change and becomes what? Sakara. And always when this Visarga followed by a palatal consonant because what? Palatal shakara. Namas Chandikayai. Namaha Chandikayai. Namas Chandikayai. Om Namaha Chandikayai. Om Namas Chandikayai. This itself is a mantra. Today Bhaumashwini Dinam. On Tuesday, Bhauma Vasare, Ashwini Nakshatra. The star is Ashwini today. Therefore, Bhaumashwini Dine, just by chanting one mantra, you all have earned punyam. Om Namas Chandikayai. Om Namas Chandikayai. Okay, next. We'll understand later on, Chandika is a name given to Devi because Devi is none other than the very truth in which all thoughts resolve. The source of resolution of all thoughts. When you see Bhagavati, Parashakti, Devi, as the very truth in whom all thoughts resolve, then she is known as Chandika. Okay. Salutations unto Chandika. Markandeya Uvacha. In the following classes, we'll be learning a lot of other things also. Definition of Puranam, what is Puranam, what is Manvantaram, lots of things we'll be learning. Who is the Manuhu, Yuga, period, everything we'll learn. But now we'll go, just start this Kavacham first. Markandeya Uvacha. So Markandeya is the name of a Rishi. Markandeyaha Uvacha. And you also know this word Uvacha very well. Uvacha is a past perfect tense of Vadati. So Uvacha, which you came across many times in Bhagavad Gita also. So Markandeyaha Uvacha. Whenever Visarga precedes Ukara, it gets dropped. Markandeyaha Uvacha. Markandeya said. And had said, little meaning. Om Yad Guhyam Paramam Loke Sarvarakshakaram Dranam Yannakasya Chidakhyatam Tanme Brohi Pitamaha Yad Guhyam Paramam Loke Sarvarakshakaram Dranam Yanna kasya chidakhyatam tanme brohi pitamaha. So here Markandeya Rishi asked, how he asked Pitamaha. He said Pitamaha. Pitamaha, grandfather. Literal meaning is what? Pituhu pita pitamaha. Pituhu Pita, Pitamaha. Father of father is grandfather, Pitamaha. But here, Pitamaha, Prapitamaha, the first father is Hiranyagarbha, Brahma. Always, Brahma, Brahmaji is said to be the first Prajapatihi. You know, the first father. Therefore, he's addressing him as He Pitamaha. Doesn't mean grandfather. Literally, it means grandfather. He's saying, He Pitamaha. So, native Pitamaha, vocative case. There's no visarga there. Why there's no visarga? Because it is not nominative, it is vocative. He Pitamaha, Bruhi. May Bruhi. Bruhi, do tell. Imperative verb. What is actual verb? Braviti is the verb. Bruhi, do tell. Tell me. Please do tell me. May means to me. Tell me. Say to me. Please tell me or say to me. He Pitamaha, me Bruhi. He is asking, Loke, in this world, Nrinam, of all the people, for all Nrinam, Nr means human being, person, people in general. So Nrinam, for people. Drinam loke guhyam paramam sarva raksha means all protection. Raksha means protection. So raksha karam means protective. Sarva raksha karam, all protective. So, raksha protection, raksha karam, protective. Sarva raksha karam, all protective of people. Drinam sarva raksha karam. yad, that which is all protective of all people. Guhyam, which is secret. Why secret? Which is not revealed to anybody. All protective of all people, which is secret. Guhyam, paramam guhyam. It is exalted. Paramam guhyam, exalted secret in this world. What an exalted secret, which is all protective of all people. Drinam sarvarakshakaram loke paramam guhyam yadu, that which is all protective of all people, most exalted secret in this world. And yat kasyachit na akhyatam, not yet revealed to anyone until now. Kasyachit, it is not known for anybody, not known by anyone, not revealed to anyone. Kasyachit na akhyatam. So that which is the most exalted secret in this world, that which is all protective of all people, and that which has not yet been revealed to anyone. Tat me bruhi. Please tell me that. So yad and tad. So see now, yad and tad. Yad is a relative pronoun. So whenever yad comes, it should be followed by tad. Please tell me that. Tat me bruhi. Tad means what? Tat plus me tad. Tan me. Tad plus me tan me. Tan me bruhi. Please tell me that. Tat me bruhi. Hey Pitamaha, please tell me that. Please tell me that which is the most exalted secret, paramam guhyam, in this world, and which is or exalted. Okay, says exalted secret in this world. Sarva rakshakaram drunam, which is all protective of all people. It's all protective of people. Yet kasyachitte na akhyatam, which has not been told for anyone. It has not been revealed to anyone. Is it clear now? Finished. He Pitamaha, yat paramam guhyam loke. Loke yat paramam guhyam nrinam sarvarakshakaram yat kasyachit na akhyatam. Yat kasyachit na akhyatam. The na is the beginning. Yat na yanna. Yat kasyachit na akhyatam. Akhyata means told. Na akhyata, not told. Yat na akhyatam kasyachit, for anyone. That which has not yet been told or revealed to anyone, which is exalted and which is all protective of all people in this world. Please tell me that, grandfather. Tat me bruhi. Is it clear? Only in the beginning I'm slow like this. When you start, we'll go fast. Okay? He Pitamaha, loke, yat paramam guhyam, drinam sarva rakshakaram, yat kasichit na akhyatam, tat me bruhi. Please tell me that. Tat me bruhi. Is it clear? Okay. So now Brahma has to say, what is that which is all protective? What is it which is exalted secret? What is it which has not yet been revealed to anyone? That's what is Kavacham. Okay. Brahma Vacha. Now Brahma Uvacha. Brahma Uvacha. Brahma Vacha. I don't want to say Gunasandhi, etc. Okay. Brahma Uvacha. Brahma Uvacha. We are only seeing the literal meanings first. So don't read translations there. Asti guh. Now Brahma said, Brahma replied, Asti guhyatamam vipra sarvabhotopakarakam devyastu kavacham punyam tachrunashva mahamuni. Asti, yes, guhyatam vipra. Hey Vipra, now Brahmaji addressing Markandeya Rishi, how? Hey Vipra, Vipraha. Vipraha means the one, Vipraha literally is translated as Brahmana. Vipraha means the person who has knowledge of the Shastram, who has Purushartha Nischayaha and who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge and who follows Dharma knowing the value of Dharma. You have to say this much. See, one word, Vipraha. Who is a Vipraha? Vipraha means a Brahmanaha, a learned man. But here, not simply a learned man. Vipraha is the mature individual, a learned person who has Purushartha Nischayaha, who is committed to the pursuit of the knowledge of the truth, thereby who follows values strictly knowing the value of values. He is Vipraha. And here is Markandeya. Brahma is addressing Markandeya Rishi as Vipra. Here, okay, O learned man, Asti. First of all, when you say positively something convincingly, and it really makes a person feel happy. So, asti, there is. He vipra, asti. O learned man, there is. What is there? Guhyatamam. He said paramam guhyam. Now, he is a guhyatamam, the greatest secret. Guhyam, secret. Guhyataram, greater secret. Guhyatamam, greatest secret. There is greatest secret. There is greatest secret. Guhyatam. What is that? Sarva bhuta upakarakam. Sarva sarvesham bhutanam upakarakam. Sarva bhuta upakarakam. So upakarakam means helpful, beneficial, useful. Upakaraha means help. Upakaraha, help, use, benefit. Upakarakam, helpful, beneficial, useful. Sarva bhuta upakarakam. Yes, there is greatest secret, which is beneficial to all beings. It is useful and of for all beings. Sarvabhuta upakarakam, useful, helpful, beneficial to all beings. It means which is protective of all beings. And that is Devyaha Tu Kavacham. Devyaha Tu is added to adjust the meter. Devyaha Kavacham. Punyam Kavacham. That is nothing but the Kavacham, the Stotram called Devi's Kavacham. Devyaha Kavacham. And studying which helps one earn punyam, it becomes a punya sampadakam. It was called punyam. The Devi Kavacham, Devi's Kavacham, learning, listening, chanting helps one earn punyam. Therefore, it's a good action, punya karma. Therefore, it's called punyam Devi, Devyaha Kavacham. Devyaha punyam kavacham asti, guhyatamam kavacham asti, sarvabhuta upakarakam kavacham. What is this Devi's kavacham? Sarvabhuta upakarakam guhyatamam asti, which is nothing but Devi's kavacham. Tat shrunushva, tat that sunushva, may you listen. Tat shrunushva, tat shrunushva. May you listen to that. Maha Mune, O great sage. Maha Munihi, Mahan, great. Munihi, sage. Two different words. You make a compound, Maha Munihi. Anikaranta Shabda. So in vocative case, he Mahamune. Mahamunihi ikarantaha pullingaha Mahamuni shabdaha. But in vocative case, he Mahamune, he Vipra. See, in addressing, always calling people by their full name and make them feel very respected, revered. And you can hold the attention. Simply not talking. Always call the person by the name. Or with something, make the person, how to hold the person's attention. You can see in this Shastra. Hey Mahamune, O great saint, O great sage. Hey Vipra, O learned person, learned man. There is most secretive. The greatest secret, which is useful, helpful, protective of all people, which is nothing but Devi's Kavacham, which itself will help one earn punyam. Tatya Shrunusva, may you listen to that. Listen to Devi's Kavacham. Now what is Sarva Rakshakaram, Sarva Bhuta Upakarakam, same meaning. Sarva Rakshakaram, Sarva Bhuta Upakarakam, Loke Paramam Guhyam, Guhyatamam. Nothing but Devyaha Punyam Kavacham. Is it clear? You must nod your heads. Okay. He Vipra, He Mahamune, Devyaha Punyam Kavacham, Sarvabhuta Upakarakam, Guhyatamam, Asti, Tatya Shrunushva. Finished. Tatya Shrunushva becomes Tachrunushva. Note Sandhi. Asti Guhyatamam Vipra, Sarvabhuta Upakarakam, Devyastu kavacham punyam tachrunushva mahamuni. Next. Now he is going to enumerate, before even starting that, he is going to enumerate the names of Devi. Prathamam Shailaputri cha Dvitiyam Brahmacharini Tritiyam Chandraghanteti Kushmandeti Chaturthakam Panchamam Skandamateti Shashtam Katyayaniti cha Saptamam Kalaratriti Mahagauriti Chashtamam Navamam Siddhidatri cha Navadurga Prakirtitaha Uktanyetani Namani Brahmanaiva Mahatmana. Okay. Now we have to learn the meaning of five verses together. See, now he says there are nine Navadurgaha. There are Durga itself means she who helps you overcome hardships, difficulties, obstacles. Is called Durga. So Navadurgaha. There are nine Durgas. Navadurgaha. Prakirtitaha. There are nine Durgas well known. Prakirtitaha. And all Durgas are given nine different names. Okay, nine Durgas are there. They're all given nine different names. And those names have been told by Brahma himself. Brahmanayeva uktani yetani namani. All these nine names of nine Durgas have been told by Brahma himself. Brahmanayeva uktani. Brahmanayeva uktani. Nine names of nine Durgas have been told by Brahma himself. Mahatmana, very great self, the exalted self, Mahatmana means by the exalted self, Brahma himself. These nine names of nine Durgas have been told. Okay. First introduction of nine Durgas. What are nine Durgas? What does it mean? That I'll explain later on. Then let's see that now. Prathamam Shail. Prathamam Nama. First name. Prathamam means first name. Prathamam Nama. First name of Durga. Shailaputri. Shailaputri. The first name. Second, Dvitiyam Nama, second name is Brahmacharini. Tritiyam Nama, third name, Chandraghanta. Just the names, learn the names first. Chaturthakam, fourth name, Kushmanda. Panchamam Nama. You have to add a Nama with everything. Fifth name of Devi. Skandamata. Shashtam. Sixth name. Shashtam Nama. Sixth name is Katyayani. Saptamam Nama. Kalaratri. Ashtamam Nama. Mahagauri. Navamam Nama, ninth name, Siddhidatri. Okay. Now, in between you come across cha. The cha is nothing but and. Okay. So all these nine names, Prathamam Nama Shailaputri, Dvitiyam Nama Brahmacharini, second name, Tritiyam Nama, third name of Devi is Chandra Ghanta, fourth name is Kushmanda, fifth name is Kandamata, sixth name is Katyayani, seventh name is Kalaratri, eighth name is Mahagauri, ninth name is Siddhidatri. Yetani Namani, these names, Yetani Namani, these names, Brahmana, Mahatmana Brahmanaya Uktani, these names have been told or revealed by the exalted self, Brahma himself. Nine names of only Devi, but we say nine names of nine Durgas. Nine names of only Devi. Nine names have been attributed to only Devi. Because of these nine names of Devi, Devi herself is seen as only Durga, is seen as nine Durgas. Is it clear? Literal meaning is clear now. Then I'll tell you the story later on. Next step is story. Okay. Now, Agnina Dahyamanastu Chatru. Remember, only Devi is given nine different names. Therefore, Devi herself is seen as nine Durgas. And these names have been attributed to Devi by the exalted self, Brahma himself. Okay. Agnina Dahyaman. Why Brahma gave nine? Why did Brahma give nine names to Devi? We'll see that later on. So you have to see, go ahead. Agnina Dahyamanastu Chatru Madhye Gato Rane Vishame Durgame Chaiva Bhayata Sharanangataha. I have to read two verses together. Agnina Dahyamanastu Shatru Madhye Gato Rane Vishame Durgame Chaiva Bhayata Sharanangataha Nate Sham Jayate Kinchit Ashubham Rana Sankate Napadam tasya pashyami shoka dukkha bhayam nahi. See, dahyamanaha tu. Dahyamanaha means one who is being burnt. One who is being burnt by fire. Agnina, third case. Agnina dahyamanaha. Dahyamanaha, the person who is being burnt, who is getting burnt by fire, is called Agnina Dahyamanaha. Then, Shatru Madhye Rane Gataha. Rane, Ranam means in the battlefield. Rane in the battlefield. Shatru Madhye Gataha. The person who's gone in the midst of enemies. Shatru means enemy, Madhye in the middle. Shatru Madhye, who has gone amidst enemies. Shatru Madhye Gataha. Shatru Madhye Gataha means the person who has gone amidst enemies. Agnina Dahyamanaha, the person who is being burnt by fire. Then, Vishame Durgame Cha Eva. Vishame means always in difficult times. The person who is Vishame Durgame Cha Eva Bhaya Artaha. Who are distressed with fear. For distressed and also with the fear. Bhayena artaha bhaya artaha. Fear when durgame vishame. In difficult, vishama means difficult situation. Bhaya artaha means people who are distressed with fear, going through difficult hardships or situations. Durgame vishame bhayartaha cha and eva. Then sharanangataha. Sharanam gataha means those who have taken refuge. People who have taken refuge, sharanangataha. Don't read the translation. Sharanangataha, those who have taken refuge. So, the person who is burnt by fire, who is amidst enemies in the battlefield, and people who are distressed with the fear, going through difficult hardships, situations. Durgame, vishame. See, vishamaha itself means tough situation. Durgama means the difficult situations which cannot be overcome easily. Durgame, vishame is difficult situation which cannot be overcome easily. People who are in such difficult situations. And how are they? They are distressed. Artaha. Bhaya artaha. Distressed also with the fear. Such people. But what do they do? Sharanangataha. Those who have taken refuge. Those who have surrendered to Devi. Sharanam gacchati means surrenders. Sharanam gacchati means surrenders. Sharanam gataha, one who has surrendered. Sharanam gataha, those who have surrendered. People of this caliber who have taken refuge or who have surrendered. To whom? To Devi. That's understood.
Vishame Swamini.
Inauspicious. Nothing inauspicious happens for them. Nothing inauspicious happens for them. Ashubham means inauspicious. Kinchit. Not even little of inauspiciousness.
A little.
Who has not?
Oh, next.
See, Tesham for them. Go to next verse. Tesham for them. Kinchit ashubham na jayate. Ashubham na jayate means jayate happens. Jayate literally means born. But that happens. Na jayate means na bhavati. Ashubham na jayate. Ashubham na bhavati. Kinchit ashubham na bhavati. Not even little of auspiciousness. Not even little of inauspiciousness. Ashubham inauspiciousness. Nothing inauspicious. Not even little inauspicious happens for them. Tesham ashubham na bhavati na jayate. Rana sankate. Rana sankatam means the battle. The battlefield, nothing inauspicious happens. Na apadam tasya pashyami. And the Rishi, Brahmaji says, I do not see any danger for them. Apad means danger. Apadam. Apadaha, danger. Apadam, objective of apadaha. Tasya, for such a person, I do not see any danger. Then, shoka, dukkha, bhayam, nahi. I do not see any danger for such person. I do not see any grief, na shokaha. No grief, no sorrow, no fear for such a person. I do not see any danger, grief, sorrow, or fear for such a person. In these two verses, what do we understand? See, how much ever problems a person has in life, whatever problem one has in life, how much pain one goes through in life, suffering one goes through in life, one may have any number of problems, different types of problems, inexplicable problems, whatever a person is going through. If a person surrenders to Bhagavan, surrenders to Devi, definitely there will be relief for them. That is what is implied in these two verses. So to say, suppose imagine getting burnt by fire. Means what? How painful it will be physically. Then not only that, the person who is amidst his enemies, how dangerous situation he is in, and sometimes there's fear. And the distress, and whatever the difficulty, saranangataha, ye saranangataha, tesham kinchit ashubham na jayate. Definitely, not even little of inauspicious thing happens for them. Dasya apadam na pashyami, shoka dukkha bhayam nahi pashyami. I do not see at all for such a person. There's no grief, there's no sorrow, there's no fear, there's no any danger at all. The literal meanings. Yaistu bhaktya smrutanu. You all got it now? Okay. Yaistu bhaktya smrutanu nam tesham vriddhif prajayate. I'm going fast now. Where I had to stop and explain a lot, I'll explain there.
Yaistu. What's shoka?
Shokaha, grief.
Grief.
Dukkham, sorrow, different degrees of pain. Okay. Bhayam. See, shokaha comes and goes. Fear is always, the dukkham is always underneath, subconscious, surfaces.
What is vishama, Swamini?
I said difficult situation.
Okay, thank you.
Please mute yourself.
Yeah, did it.
Yeah. Yaistu bhaktya smrutanunam tesham vriddhif prajayate. Yetvam smaranti deveshi rakshase tanna samshayah. Yaistu bhaktya smrutanunam tesham vriddhif prajayate. Yetvam smaranti deveshi rakshase tanna samshayah. Now, suddenly, you see, now we are addressing the Devi also. He is telling, yaihi bhaktya Devi smrita. Those people, see, tesham vriddhihi prajayate. Prajayate, jayate is used in the sense of bhavati. Vriddhihi bhavati. Vriddhihi prajayate. Vriddhihi bhavati. Vriddhihi. Vriddhihi actually means prosperity. Vriddhihi is, vriddhihi means development. But here growth. Growth happens. So prosperity happens. Okay? Prosperity happens. Life becomes prosperous. Tesham vriddhihi prajayate. There happens prosperity for those people, for them. For whom? For those people by whom Devi is remembered with devotion. So prosperity happens for the people who remember Devi with devotion. Yaihi bhaktya smrita. Smrita, remembered participle. Yaihi bhaktya smrita. Tesham vriddhihi prajayate. Kesham vriddhihi prajayate. Prosperity happens for whom? Prosperity happens for people by whom Devi is remembered with the devotion. So whoever remembers Devi with devotion, they become prosperous. That is what is meant, implied here. Yaihi bhaktya smrita tesham vriddhihi prajayate. Noonam, definitely. Definitely, life becomes prosperous for those people who remember Devi. This is the literal meaning. Is it clear? Life becomes prosperous for those who remember Devi. Definitely, life becomes prosperous for those who remember Devi. But it is given passive voice. Yaihi bhaktya smrita tesham noonam vriddhi prajayate. So prosperity happens for those people by whom Devi is remembered. Is it clear? Yeah. Now, and then he tells, it is like addressing Devi, as though it's addressing Devi. Next sentence is different. First sentence reveals a fact. Life becomes prosperous of those people who remember Devi. Okay. Ye tvam smaranti. O Devi, who remember you? Tvam smaranti, remember you. Ye smaranti, those people who remember you. See, ye, relative pronoun, ye tvam smaranti. Those people who remember you, deveshi, tan rakshase. Tan rakshase, you protect them. Them, tan, them. Rakshase, you protect. Na samshayaha, no doubt. Is it clear? Be careful. Huh? You say, taan na rakshase, if you say, you do not protect. Devi, you do not protect. No. You protect them. Na samshayaha, no doubt. Na should go with samshayaha. Now here, Devi addressed Deveshi. See? Deveshi, devanam ishi, deveshi. Deveshi means the lord of all devas. Devi, who is the lord of all devas, lady of all devas, okay? I mean, lord of all devas, protector of all devas. Deveshi, O Deveshi, ye tvam smaranti, tan rakshase. You, tan rakshase. You protect them, tan, them. You protect them who remember you. You protect those people who remember you. Simple. Kindergarten lesson this is. You protect those people who remember you. Ye tvam smaranti tan rakshase. You protect them or you protect those people who remember you. Is it clear? Ye Tvam Smaranti Tan Rakshase. He Deveshi, O protector of Devas, Devi, O Devi, you protect those people who remember you. Ye Janaha Tvam Smaranti Tan Janan Tvam Rakshase. Rakshase, you protect them. Na samshayaha, no doubt at all. So first he says, those people who remember Devi with devotion become prosperous in their lives. Whereas Devi definitely protect those, Devi, you protect those people who remember you. No doubt at all. Is it clear? Now, some other names come. Preta samsthatu cha. So again, promise. If you remember Devi, you pray to Devi, you worship Devi, protection is definite. You must be 100% convinced of the fact. That's what is implied here. That's why with the devotion, not with doubt, with the faith. Preta samsthatu chamunda varahi mahishasana. Now you're going to learn some more names, okay, of the Devi. And all these names we'll understand later on. Just know the names of the Devi now. There's a list of names enumerated here. There is a list of names of Devi enumerated in these verses from verse number 9. Preta samstha tu, the tu cha are added to adjust the meter. Preta samstha tu chamunda varahi mahishasana aindri gajasamarudha Vaishnavi Garudasana Maheshwari Vrisharudha Kaumari Shikhivahana Lakshmi Padmasana Devi Padmahasta Haripriya Shvetarupadhara Devi Ishwari Vrishavahana Brahmi Hamsa Samarudha Sarva Bharana Bhushita Ityeta Matara Sarva Sarva Yoga Samanvita Nana Bharana Shobhadhya Nana Ratno Pashobhita. I'm just stopping the class now. We have just started the Devi Mahatmyam study. You are seeing the Devi Kavacham only. Now, so I'll explain from 9th verse next class. Okay. So, until now, what you learned in verse 6 and 7, I want to understand. See, in verse number 1, Markandeya Rishi is asking Brahmaji to tell him the secret of that which is all protective of all people. Second verse, Brahmaji tells Devi Kavacham is the only all protective means of all people. Then third verse onwards, third, fourth, fifth, and in three verses, third, fourth, and fifth, in three verses, nine names of Devi attributed to Devi by Brahma himself are mentioned. Therefore, only Devi who who's given nine names are seen as nine Durgas. Why? How? Those things will become clear only when you enter into the story part. Then, only three verses. And the sixth verse, sixth and seventh, eighth, in three verses, actually, the fact is revealed. Whatever difficulty a person is having, suffering a person goes through, the pain a person is going through, one can overcome all one's problems and pain in life if they worship Devi, if they surrender to Devi. And who definitely, people who remember Devi, worship Devi, pray to Devi, become prosperous in their lives. And definitely Devi protects those people who remember her. There's no doubt at all. This fact is revealed in verse 3, verses 6, 7 and 8. Then 9, what's happening after verse 9? We'll see next class. Is it clear? This is how you need to understand. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.